This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Mike Steenhook, Executive Director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, joins us. And Mike, with all the talk about infrastructure and transportation, can you discuss some of the innovations that we have been seeing with regards to rural bridges and also repairs?
Well, the Soy Transportation Coalition recently unveiled a report called the Top 20 Innovations for Rural Bridge Replacement and Repair. And it really is just kind of an effort to replace and repair some of these rural bridges with a significant cost savings without compromising safety. And, you know, our argument is we can't just spend our way out of this problem. We also need to save our way out of this problem. So there's a lot of opportunities to repair and replace some of these rural bridges and make the taxpayer dollar stretch further in the process. So we would just encourage people to look at our website and find that report.
Mike, there's also been a lot of talk concerning railroads recently as well.
Yeah, there's two competing bids for the Kansas City Southern from the two Canadian railroads that have significant trackage in the United States, the Canadian Pacific and the Canadian National. And obviously, it's a pretty kind of seismic event in the large freight rail industry right now. And both are aggressive competitors against each other, and they're both trying to acquire the Kansas City Southern. Yeah, I would say there's a lot of details that we need to review and monitor as this discussion proceeds. Given the fact that Canadian National is such a larger railroad than Canadian Pacific, I do see more alarm bells and red flags being raised about the prospect of Canadian National acquiring the Kansas City Southern versus the Canadian Pacific. But clearly a lot of further information that's required. We'll continue to monitor this as it progresses.
And Mike, you monitor other transportation news as well for the soybean producer out there. What do they need updated on?
The administration and Congress are talking about an infrastructure package, and President Biden submitted his kind of opening bid, and the Republicans just have lately provided a counter bid with more focused exclusively on transportation infrastructure and other things like the electric grid and water treatment. So it'll be interesting to see how this discussion proceeds. The president's proposal is much more comprehensive and extends beyond what we would call traditional infrastructure. So our ultimate hope is something gets produced that really is going to improve each of these links in the soybean and agriculture supply chain. That's going to be our commitment and our focus moving forward.
That is Mike Steenhook, Executive Director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, who joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.